Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy toward us. And we honor you and glorify you and praise you today and every day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The entrance of your word, we declare, it gives light. It brings in light and gives understanding even to the simple. In our hearts today, may that light shine. The glory of the Lord. And our hearts are lifted up before you, Lord, in praise. Even today, we give you honor and praise for all of your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, today we want to be the ones that returned to praise the Lord. We don't want to be like the one that did not return. After they were healed, you know, there's a story here. I want to read two stories that I will read to you today. First one is in Luke 17, and we start at verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, these lepers, they were kind of like outcasts. You know, they're not allowed to mingle with the community, the society, so to speak, because of the infectious nature of the disease that was upon them. But if any of them by chance got cured, they had to go show themselves to the priest. And the priest would certify them that they are cleansed. And so they can return to their normal activities in the community. And so when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, they were not cleansed. And you can only go and show yourself to the priest when you've been cleansed, so that the priest can certify you. But Jesus said unto them, in their leprous condition, go show yourselves unto the priests. Well, you know, so they went, just like he said, to go show themselves to the priest. Now, let's think about that for a bit. They could have thought within themselves that, how can we show ourselves to the priest? Why not? We're not allowed to come show ourselves to the priest. I mean, we can't do that until we're cleansed, and we've not been cleansed. And we're asking Jesus to help us, but he's telling us to go show ourselves to the priest. In our condition, we're not yet cleansed. See, but you can see the power of faith and acting on the word of God here. You know, go show yourself to the priest even though you're not yet cleansed. And as they went, the Bible says it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. My goodness. When you act upon the word, even though at the moment you receive the word, it may look like nothing really happening, but they acted upon the word, and as they began to go to show themselves to the priest on the way, before they even got to the priest, they were cleansed. And Jesus already knew that they had to be cleansed before they could show themselves to the priest. So Jesus knew that they, by the time they got to the priest, they would be cleansed. Now, they didn't know that necessarily, the lepers, but they had to act on the word. But as they went, and they were cleansed, and while they were cleansed, my goodness, I mean, just imagine the joy. And these lepers, I don't know how long they had been like that. Imagine the joy and the celebration that was in their heart, jumping and just rejoicing and so forth. And just, I said, they were just, they must have been just elated and so excited. In the midst of all of it, only one of them remembered to turn back and go give praise. So, and one of them were told when he saw that he was healed. Now, all of them were healed. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. See? He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, the feet of Jesus, that is, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, why there are not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9 that are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger? And the Lord turned unto him and said, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And so we see that in this lesson, sometimes the excitement that, we get from whatever, we receive from the Lord, healing in this case, could be anything else, get us in such a way that we forget to come back and give glory to God. But this man did not forget. It was one of them that did not forget. It's a solemn lesson, how that people forget. One thing I also want to point out here is that sometimes, the passion and the degree to how we, are so involved in when we are praying for something from the Lord, the alacrity, the whatever we want to call it, how into it we can get and how so passionate and everything. Well, most times after the Lord does it, people are not, they don't use the same degree of passion to glorify God. Let's say we're praying for something, we're praying to be healed, we're praying for to be delivered from a situation, we're praying to God to intervene in something, we're praying for a breakthrough, we're praying for this and that. We pray, we call upon the Lord. Sometimes we, fast, we do this, we do that. And then, when the breakthrough comes, or the healing, or whatever it is, sometimes we are not as passionate in our return of the glory. It's not commensurate to the way that we were calling upon him and so forth. But this man, his was. He returned with a loud voice and he gave glory to God, and he was, he would not be silent. Praise the Lord with a loud voice. And Jesus looked at him and said, wow, out of 10, only one would return. And even the one returned was a Samaritan. Maybe the rest were Jews. I don't know. But wow, where are the 9? That's the question. And the Lord turned to him and said, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And I guarantee you, this one, more than any of the others, will keep his healing. Not sure if all the others would keep their healing, but this one for sure. Because on top of being cleansed, Jesus said, your faith has made thee whole. That's right. So not only cleansed from that thing, but whole from everything else. Praise the Lord. And there's another story I want to read to us here. And as you're listening to this story, I pray that the Lord will touch your heart, the heart of gratitude and praise when the Lord does great things for us, not to be silent. There's a story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, you all know this story because I don't even know, maybe we've talked about it a dozen times already on this platform. We talk about it all the time. But this is the story of Jehoshaphat when he was outnumbered by the armies that came up against him. There was Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and, they were coming large numbers against, children of Judah. And they had no strength, in comparison of numbers. But the Lord gave them a word that the Lord was going to give them the victory and that they should stand still and not be afraid and go down and meet them the next day and so on. You know the story. You know, so when they went, Jehoshaphat had consulted among the people and gathered him the people that knew how to praise the beauty of holiness. So he put the praisers and the singers ahead of the army because he trusted the word of the Lord, that the Lord was going to fight for them. And so well, if the Lord's going to fight for us, you soldiers stay in the back. You don't need to fight. Let the people praise the Lord. So he found the people that were skilled in all manner of instruments and different things and put them in the front to praise the Lord. Of course, the Lord did get the victory for them. In fact, you know, the Lord caused the armies that came up against them to fight among themselves. You know, one ganged up, two of them ganged up against the third and demolished him. And when they finished demolishing that, then they turned on each other. You know, and then demolished, you know, and the Lord set ambushments against them like that. The children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had finished doing that, made an end of the inhabitants of Mount Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. I mean, the Lord just put this, you know, delusion upon them, you know. I mean, they were so deluded, you know, they thought they were fighting Judah. And, you know, the Lord just put it upon them and they destroyed one another. And then Judah came, the Bible says in verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude and behold, there were dead bodies falling in the earth, and none had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels and so on and so forth, and stripped and carried them away more than they could carry. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Now, you know, 3 days, the Lord gave them, you know, the sound of joy. But what happened afterwards is where we're going with this story. Now, we were here for 3 days, and I believe the Lord did some tremendous things. We've already received a few testimonies, you know, but where are the rest of those testimonies? And, you know, on the fourth day, we're told, see, now this man, Jehoshaphat, he knew how to praise the Lord. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. See, now that they gotten the victory and they were rejoicing and got so much spoil, they could have forgotten about the Lord, huh? But not on Jehoshaphat's watch. He's not going to let anybody forget about praising the Lord. We took 3 days in gathering the spoil. We're going to take at least one whole day in praising the Lord. And so, you know, they got the victory in the wilderness of Tekoa, but they returned to praise the Lord in the valley of Berakah. Until this day, it is called the valley of Berakah for that very reason. And they returned, every man of them, Judah and Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat in the front of them. He was always leading the charge. When he heard the word of admonition from the Lord and encouragement, the Lord was going to fight for them. Jehoshaphat was the first one that worshipped. He commanded all of Judah and Jerusalem also to worship. And now that they are, you know, celebrating the victories, he's also again going to lead the charge. In front of them, he went. Hallelujah. To go back again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. Hallelujah. You know, and if the Lord has made you to rejoice over any situation, well, let's behave like these people. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets into the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all of the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for the Lord his God gave him rest round about. Praise the Lord. Now, so you see these stories. In the one story, not everybody returned to praise the Lord. But the one that did return, he got an additional blessing from the Lord. And he returned and praised the Lord passionately with a loud voice. You know, just as loud as when he was crying for mercy. And so, let's examine ourselves. When you are praying to the Lord, you will hear every day, we're praying, we're calling upon the Lord for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough, for this and that. And after the Lord does it, then what? You know, you should come back with the same passion and enthusiasm, you know, with the same zeal that we used when we're praising the Lord. I mean, praying for the thing, and use that to praise the Lord afterward. This is what we see in the story of Jehoshaphat. And I shared this lesson one time in a sermon called The Wilderness of Tekoa and the Valley of Beraka. In the wilderness of Tekoa was where the Lord gave them the victory, but the Valley of Beraka was where they returned to praise the Lord. So, will you be that one that is returning to give the Lord the glory? There's also, you know, there's a lot of things that we can get from early testimony. Now, let me emphasize the word early, because, you know, traditionally we have been taught to testify. You know, after the Lord had given us the victory, to praise the Lord and testify and so forth, which is good. But, you know, when you get the revelation that you can actually, you know, put out your testimony, put out your praise before you see the finished work, and that's a powerful level, that's an elevated level of faith. We see that Jehoshaphat did it. We see also that Revelation 12:11 tells us that it can become, your testimony can become a powerful weapon. For they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony in that case was actually a weapon that they used to overcome the devil. Now, if you have already overcome before you give the testimony, then, you know, that reference would not apply. But they had not yet overcome. But they were using their testimony to get them the victory. Hallelujah. And not only that, they continued to use their testimony to keep the victory, even when the thing returns. Now, on day 3 of our healing room convocation, I spent some time going over how to keep your healing or your miracle or deliverance or whatever breakthrough, whatever it is. We call it healing room. And so we use that terminology, but it's really whatever it is that the Lord done for us. How do you keep it? You know, and we talked about what you must do to daily contend for the thing and daily continue to declare it and daily continue to testify it. And don't think for 1 minute that the devil is going to just sit back and, you know, let you have, you know, all the peace that you can enjoy from the Lord. He's going to come back and challenge that. He's going to come back and try to undermine your healing. He's going to come back and try to, you know, derail you one way or another. And you've got to use your testimony to continue, you know, to overcome him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do a quick run through of the various things. I'm not going to go through the scriptures. You can go back and check those yourself. But these are the things that you must continue to do. continue consistently in prayer, declaring God's word, not to keep your healing. Continue using unwavering faith in the promises of God. Align your words, your thoughts, and your actions. You know, don't be doing something differently. But actually act out your healing. If you believe in God for healing, then act like you're healed. And keep your mind on the Lord. Avoid doubt. And understand that you are in a spiritual warfare, because the devil is going to always fight that and try to, you know, make you go backwards concerning what the Lord has already done. Finally, you must rest on God's finished work and praise the Lord with confidence. These are some of the things that we must do. Today, it was in my mind to make sure, just like Jehoshaphat led the charge, you know, I want to make sure that we give praise to the Lord more and more and more for what he has already done. So prepare your testimony to give glory to God for what he has done. What was it that you were believing God for when you came into the healing room? Well, has the Lord done it? Is he working on it? Are you seeing evidence and signs of the movement, your victory, you know, in your direction? And so on and so forth. You know, can you rejoice in his victory even on, you know, when you haven't seen the fullness of it? Or perhaps you have actually seen the fullness of it, but you know, you didn't really, you know, think that you ought to, you know, testify. Those 9 lepers were actually healed. It wasn't that they were yet to be healed. They were actually healed, but they did not return to give glory to God. So we want to be the one that returned to give glory to God. We want to be like the one out of the 10 that returned. And he, with a loud voice, gave glory to God. Well, let's see how many people today can actually, you know, praise the Lord like that. Well, while I'm playing this next song for you, I want you to think about it and then come up and give your testimony, and let's praise the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. We give you, Lord, the praise. We give you, Lord, the glory. Praise, Lord, is waiting for thee in Zion. Ah, and we will not steal the praises of the Lord. The Lord said, you have robbed me. Where have you robbed me? Well, in my praise and in my worship, saith the Lord. So you, let's not be robbers and thieves that steal the glory of the Lord, given the praise that he deserves. Praise the Lord. We thank you. We give you, Lord, the praise. And we give you, Lord, the glory. Every one of us will praise you, Lord, for what you have already done. And we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.